Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now on the tee.
Is it time? Let's do this.
It's time for Real Golf Radio, the longest-running nationally syndicated golf show in the country, with insights and experience of professional golfer Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper, and the passion and, fun
hey.
Of Brian Taylor.
Nice.
Here they are, the hosts of Real Golf Radio, Brian and Bob.
Well, hello there, and welcome to this 84th Masters edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor, alongside the great Bob Casper, son of 1970 Masters champion Billy Casper. And, pal, it's good to be with you. Talking Masters once again. This is our 21st Masters show, which is hard to believe. And here it comes, some 19 months since we were sitting inside the press building at Augusta National and watching Tiger Woods pick up his fifth green jacket. Tiger back in the mix again this week. A lot of exciting things to get to. It is a bit of a downer. We've talked about this together all week long as we've watched the tournament from afar and had a chance to visit about some of the headlines and some of the scores and things that are happening this week. It's hard to be away, isn't it? When you've experienced it and been there so consistently, it's tough to be this far away.
Yeah, it's been a mainstay of our show. You know, every April we're out in Augusta when the Masters is held, and we get to be there and participate and interview players and all those things that go along with being credentialed media at the Masters. And here it is. Yes, it got moved to November, but you know, we couldn't go this year. With the limited media and no patrons. And so it's been kind of tough to watch it. And, but it's of course the Masters, and then it's an exciting week, and it's the 50th anniversary of when my dad won.
And that is really cool. And, we did some tweets about that. Your dad, what a champion, what a legend, what a great addition to the Masters Club, the champions room. And, you know, he meant a lot. And while your dad's no longer with us, he continues to live on through the history of the Masters, and they will celebrate his win. The last 18-hole playoff winner in Masters history, beating his good friend Gene Littler in a playoff the following day there in 1970 after losing in a playoff in 69.
Well, no, he didn't lose in a playoff in 69. He had a poor back nine, and then George Archer was able to come through. Dad had an opportunity to tie him and to go into a playoff in 69 on the final hole, but the putt lipped out.
There you go. That's what it was. But still, right there, and then for him to bounce back, that's pretty impressive. We see how hard that is for players to do. Well, we got a lot to talk about. We're just getting started. Tony Finau, you're going to hear from him. Jeff Babineau, longtime golf writer. The caddy's going to stop by. We got a lot for you. We'll get into the storylines, the leaders, and all that next. Thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. In golf, we love the way technology helps us better enjoy the game. The same goes for our other pursuits. If fly fishing is one of those, let me introduce you to the River Quiver. Fly fishing is about the journey, moving from spot to spot until you land that fish you've been looking for all day. But what do you do with your rod? Break it down, hang it out the back window? You're not going to let it roll around in the back of your truck. Just slide it in your River Quiver, fully assembled and ready to fish. This premium rooftop fly rod holder is designed to protect your rod and give you more time on the water to catch more fish. Locked, loaded, loaded, ready to fish. Find your River Quiver at riversmith.com.
To be the number one irons in golf for five consecutive years and counting, Callaway can't stop pushing the limits. That's why they've used artificial intelligence to create the new Maverick irons. AI has uniquely engineered a flash face cup in every Maverick iron to maximize distance throughout your entire set, while each club's center of gravity is precisely positioned to optimize launch. New distance is out there. It takes a Maverick to find it. Get new distance at CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
How did we create our most advanced tour ball ever? We invested and built one of the most advanced golf ball facilities in the world. Inside and out, we've re-engineered every aspect of Chrome Soft to create our fastest, highest quality, and most consistent tour ball ever. A new era of innovation has built a ball for total performance. The new Chrome Soft. This ball changes everything.
From the brand that sells over 2 million backpacks per year, OGIO's new Fuse Stand Bag will have you feeling as fresh on the 17th hole as you did on the second. Integrating industry-leading strap technology, OGIO's Fuse Stand Bag is the perfect companion for the walking golfer. With wide and dense padding and the self-leveling fit disc technology, the Fuse delivers unparalleled walkability. This season, make sure your stand bag is as light as Fuse. Learn more about the best bags in golf at OGIO.com/golf.
Those who know love heading to St. George, Utah for year-round fun, especially golf. But where to stay is always a challenge, and getting a tee time can be tough. What if there was a Scottsdale-style golf resort in St. George where you can stay and play? And what if you could own your own residence there? Well, now there is. Introducing Black Desert Resort at Entrada. The second and final chapter of the Entrada vision offers a full community with exceptional amenities from residential villages, hiking trails through preserved lava flows, spa, world-class dining and shopping, and a Tom Weisskopf championship golf course. It's literally an outdoor paradise that will strengthen family bonds and make lifelong memories. That's life at Black Desert. Find out how you can stake your claim at blackdesertresort.com. blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available now. Black Desert Resort at Entrada. Unlike anything you've experienced before.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio Masters edition of the show. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf. You can get our commentary and thoughts throughout the round as well as join the conversation. Let us know what you think. At Real Golf is the Twitter handle. And this segment brought to you in part by our good partner, Callaway Golf, who celebrates their players this week. Phil Mickelson, Xander Schauffele, Mark Leishman, Adam Hadwin, and others who are Dylan Fratelli in there as well, who's playing some great golf. All Callaway ambassadors. And you can go to CallawayGolf.com. The holiday gift guide up and going, the new Big Bertha B21 family of drivers, fairway woods, hybrids. It's engineered for distance. Any way you swing it, it's available at CallawayGolf.com. And we appreciate their longstanding support of Real Golf Radio. Boy, this is good. The halfway point, not complete as play is underway, completing the second round. Darkness, rain delays, things challenging to get all of this in a normal cadence, if you will, despite going split tees, 1 and 10 and what have you. So that's the unfortunate. That's the challenge that they're dealing with this week. Nonetheless, they have worked very hard, speaking of the Augusta National staff and the members, the membership, to be able to pull this off. And I'll tell you what, Bob, it at times felt too quiet. And yet there was times I just took in the scene, loved seeing the leaves, loved seeing the golf course, just to have it on TV again. Some of the shots, watching guys hole out for eagle like Tony did, watching, you know, some amazing golf shots being and some putts that are dropping. And, you know, even early on in the week, Bob, the two holes in one by John Rahm on 4 and 16.
In the practice rounds. Practice round on, what was it, Tuesday? He makes one on the fourth hole and then skipping it across the water and making it in the practice round.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was unbelievable on the 16th hole. So, but yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. The golf course does look great. You get chills every time you see that golf course and are able to watch it on television as well as be there normally. It's just, it's a place that, that everybody, wants to be. It's an event that everybody wants to win, and that green jacket, being able to put that on and then play there the rest of your life as a Masters champion, it's just like the ultimate, no doubt about it.
And we partook of the Taste of the Masters, which was an offering. You might have heard something about it, but it was pretty cool. On Thursday morning, we were able to sit down with some of our local colleagues in sports radio and share an egg salad sandwich and some pimento cheese and some barbecue and the chips and the cookies and the popcorn and the souvenir cups. I mean, it was all there, and it was pretty neat, right? I mean, that's a, yeah. You know, we were able to provide for some of these guys an experience that they've never been able to have. They've heard about it their whole lives. What these sandwiches are all about. It's amazing how these simple, inexpensive picnic style sandwiches are such a big part of the greatest event in golf.
Well, you know, and we've known and you've heard for years and years and years that, you know, major championships, you know, Super Bowls, all that kind of stuff, the food and the concessions at those events are astronomical. The Masters, they're not. You can get a drink for a buck, and you can get a egg salad sandwich for a dollar, maybe $1.25. You can get a cookie for a dollar. It's amazing what they're able to do there and provide for their patrons when they're there, and it's something to behold. It's really cool.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So again, we are taking this from the perspective of, you know, as of Friday night and the conclusion, again, 48 players still out on the golf course completing their second round here on Saturday morning. But you look at the players who have completed their round, Bob, sitting there at 9 under par, Abraham Ancer, Cam Smith from Australia, Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson, all at 9 under, and there's two players there tied for the lead that we talked about going in, DJ, JT, and then Shoffley was our other guy, and he's still got plenty of holes to jump right in there and join him. But pretty amazing that we see such a grouping, right? I mean, a couple of guys, you know, get a first-timer in there. You get, you know, maybe a relatively unknown with a couple of superstars.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, the number one player in the world, Dustin Johnson, looks like he's got his foot on the throttle right now. It almost looked like in the second round that he was going to run away with it. You know, after birding, starting his second round and on the back nine and birding 11, 12, and 13 through Amen Corner. And then was only able to get into the clubhouse with a 2 under par 70. But Dustin Johnson, playing some great golf, looks very confident. Justin Thomas as well has hit some shots that were a little of suspect, but you know, he makes a double bogey in the second round on the first hole, but then turns around and comes back and gets himself right in the mix again, shooting 9 under par. Then Cam Smith, he strung a bunch together.
Yeah, and 5 under in the last four holes. Five under in the last four holes for Cam Smith.
Yeah, exactly. And then Abraham Ancer said, you know, when he was interviewed, he said, I don't really feel like I'm hitting that great of shots, but, you know, I'm scoring well and I'm not under par. So it'll be interesting to see what he does in major championships, especially at the Masters. You get a sifting of the players, as especially the younger ones, the guys that haven't really been in the mix before in this major championship, and he's a first timer.
And wouldn't it just be 2020 to produce a first time winner for the first time since 1979 and Fuzzy Zeller? I mean, you really look at these players and you start to say, well, first timers, you can just forget about them. But I don't think you can forget about anything this year. I don't think you can disregard anything. Again, 18 under is the scoring record. I don't know if they're going to get there, but they're halfway. And with the way John Rahm's been playing, he might be better than halfway before this thing is all done on round number two. So I do think there's some low scores to be had wouldn't surprise. Remember last year, Tony Finau shot 64 on Saturday and moved himself into that final group. Much more scoreable conditions this year. So I would expect someone to do just that.
Yeah, and Brooks Koepka was a little back last year and moved himself. I think he shot like 64 and 68 on the weekend or 70 on the weekend to get himself into a second place finish. So I think there's a lot of guys that are further back. They're going to be doing some moving, and I think there's some guys at the top that might start to settle down. But I'll tell you what, the guys that are really hitting the ball rail right now are Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, John Rahm, and I think there's more coming from behind as well.
Yeah, and Xander Schauffele also. I mean, just such good ball strikers. Yeah. Couple of surprises, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson both finding form this week and playing some good golf. I honestly, the way that they looked at Sherwood, you know, playing in the final group together, not the final group, the final round together, in an irrelevant group, I just thought to myself, you know, this is going to be sad. It's Tiger is so far different than he was 19 months ago when he claimed his fifth green jacket that I wasn't sure he'd be around on the weekend to defend. Now, you would expect Tiger doesn't miss a whole lot of cuts, especially when it comes to majors, but the way he has been playing this week has been impressive. I want to ask you about Tiger. I want to ask you about Phil when we come back, and we're going to talk a little Tony Finau. I had a chance to catch up with him just prior to his second round. We'll get his thoughts on the golf course this year, his play, and his expectations. Tony Finau joins us next on this Masters edition of Real Golf Radio. Hotel Park City, along with the Spa and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, are open. Parents were tired, forced into homeschooling, juggling work at home and kids at home. Well, take a staycation and escape to Hotel Park City. The pool's open, fitness center, Bandana's Grill, Ruth's Chris, the Spa, and the golf course. From suites and the cottages that offer private hot tubs on the balcony and three fireplaces, you got to get away to Hotel Park City. Call 435-940-5077. That's 435-940-5077 for reservations today.
Hi, it's Ned Siegfried. Siegfried & Jensen has been around a long time. We've been handling injury cases for over 30 years. During this time, Siegfried & Jensen has had the privilege of helping tens of thousands of Utahns. If you've had the misfortune of being injured in an accident, we'd love to help you as well. To talk to us for free about your situation, call us at 801-222-2222 or visit us at SiegfriedJensen.com.
Hey, when you're not hunting birdies on the golf course, you may just want to hunt or shoot. Get some guns and ammo. Yeah, it's what you want. It's also the name of the store. Stop in one of the four locations along the Wasatch Front with Get Some Guns and Ammo stores in Murray, Orem, Layton, and Tooele. A great selection of firearms, an indoor shooting range for rifle, pistols, and shotguns, and Get Some has a large selection of range gun rentals so you can try it before you buy it. Beginners are welcome. Come and learn from the experts at Get Some Guns and Ammo, open 7 days a week.
You might know Mountain Land Supply for its plumbing products, but did you know Mountain Land Supply also carries landscaping, irrigation supplies, and tools? They can help you design and calculate the exact feet of pipe, sprinkler heads, and nozzles to use for your yard. Using smartphone technology, you can even control your watering with state-of-the-art controllers. For all your landscaping needs, go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down. I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy, and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Masters Edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, pleased to be with you. Thanks for joining us. Hit us up at Real Golf is where you can find us on Twitter. And we're just near the halfway point with play being finished this morning, and then they will make the cut and send off round number three. And by the way, everybody wishes they were at Augusta this week. But after this week, you're all going to wish you were up here where I am at Hotel Park City because it is just about ski season. We have a beautiful snowfall going on this weekend, and they're making snow. The resorts are getting ready to open here in another 10 days or so. But Hotel Park City, by the way, they just won a number of awards. Number one full-service hotel in Park City. The spa was rated number one in Park City and also number one in massage. And Ruth's Chris Steakhouse on property was nominated for best steak and best service in their staff, the best staff here at Ruth's Chris at the Hotel Park City. It's an autograph Marriott hotel. Check it out, Hotel Park City. Absolutely fantastic. Gift certificates are available. It's a great way to experience the holidays. And this time of year, a little shoulder season, you get some of the best values as well. So because I couldn't be at Augusta, I decided, what the heck, Bob, I'm going to head up and enjoy the weekend watching the Masters from Hotel Park City. Check it out at hotelparkcity.com. All right, I told you I wanted to talk a little bit about Phil and Tiger. Did not see them playing well. And then we're going to get to Tony Finau here in a minute. But real quickly, how impressed were you at the way the elder statesmen, if you will, have played? I mean, they've got eight green jackets between them.
Yeah, Tiger was phenomenal in the first round and just even par through nine holes of his second round. But, you know, Tiger was on track. His tempo was good. He was driving the ball straight and in the fairway, and it just looked like he was in command of his game, even though we haven't seen him a lot during the year. So I was pleased to see him shoot the best round he's ever started with at the Masters in 68. Phil Mickelson, I was totally floored with the way he played in the first round and the second round also. You know, I was expecting to see a lot of wayward shots, especially with that 47 and a half inch driver. And he hit it really well.
Did you hear what he said? He said he's hitting it. He's driving it like a stallion. So he's got that going for him, but
yeah. It's awesome to see them both playing well. And Phil, I think, is rolling on some of his accomplishments on the PGA Tour Champions,
sure,
and the confidence that that's given him winning a couple of those events coming into the Masters.
Yeah, and the fact that when he strolls down Magnolia Lane, he seems to turn the clock back and revel in that magic. On. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So pretty cool stuff. By the way, had an opportunity to catch up with Tony Finau. I was anxious to hear from him how things were playing, and I knew the only time I'd have a chance to catch up with him was in between his long wait between first round and teeing off his second round. So I caught up with him on his way to the course to play his first round. Here's my conversation with Tony Finau. All right, pleased to catch up with Tony Finau, playing in his third Masters tournament and coming off a first round at 69, three under par. Tony, how different was it playing so far this year, especially in these conditions?
Yeah, thanks, BT. Man, it was extremely different. The golf course is so soft. And the greens are so receptive, you know, more so than any year that I've played. And so I think the scores kind of showed that. So I was quite happy just to finish the way I did and still, you know, stay in the thick of it. But the golf course is playing longer and softer than I've ever played it. And I think that, you know, that would go for most guys.
Do you find the softness or the length to be more of a challenge or so different than what you're used to?
Yeah, I think both. You know, I think, for sure, you know, I hit some irons into holes that I normally have, you know, don't, like in the past, you know, like a 9-iron into like 14, and, you know, I'm usually hitting wedge in there. And so there's some holes where, you know, you've got to be a little bit more precise with the iron shot because you've got, you know, you got more length coming into the green. But, you know, overall, I think there's a little bit of both. You know, it's a lot tougher to chip around the greens, even though the greens are softer. The condition of the golf course, with just the way the soil is and the different types of grass this time of year, makes it a little more difficult. But, you know, obviously, if we've seen the scores in round one, very scoreable, and I think that's going to continue right into round two.
I heard the I heard your wife Elena with a nice woo on the 13 after you made birdie. Other than that, it's pretty quiet out there. Is it more difficult to play in silence at Augusta?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out if it's more difficult or less difficult with fans, with patrons around. So I'm happy my wife's out there to give me some cheers, and we got bored out here as well. So I got enough energy, but I do miss the support of the patrons that are usually out here. I mean, the difference between my last competitive round and my the first round this year, you know, the two competitive rounds apart, you know, I was in the final group with Tiger in 19. And the difference between that and playing yesterday with no patrons, I mean, it's pretty much night and day and the energy. But, you know, we're just happy to be playing this year, and obviously safety first.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tony Finau, real quickly before he heads out for round number two, you're tied for 21st, right where you were last year after the first round. So you got to like your position, huh?
Yeah, I do. You know, like I said, I was just happy the way I finished yesterday. I knew it was a very scoreable day, and anything in the 60s I thought was a solid round yesterday. So, you know, we've got three rounds to score. As I mentioned, you know, I think it's the golf course is playing very receptive, and then the scores are have been great so far. So, you know, I got to get out and make some birdies today. And you know, the great thing is still got 54 holes to go, and I'm right in the thick of it. So I'm happy with my position.
27 putts. And I think it's interesting. You know, typically analysts will point to your putter as one of the challenges, the rest of your game being so good. And yet, when I look back at your two Masters performances, 111 and 112 putts respectively, you know, that's third and fifth for the entire field. What is it about these greens that just fits your eye and you feel so good on the greens?
Yeah, you know, I've always felt like my putter has been a big strength of mine, and I think, you know, a big reason is just I'm a great lag putter, and I think that serves that's a great strength to have at Augusta National. You know, you're not always going to be able to hit it to the tuck pins, and so I think I've really avoided three putting at this golf course, and just really filled it up from inside 7 to 8 feet for the most part the last few years. So I continued that, you know, yesterday, and just hope to continue that this week.
Yeah, you're putting beautifully. So what's your game plan into round two, knowing it's likely going to be finished on a Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, just try and play as well as I can for the holes that we have. You know, it sounds like I'm going to get about maybe 11, 12 holes in. So just, you know, get right around Amen Corner, and probably they'll call it for darkness. But, you know, I score well on the par fives here. And if I can continue to do that and then maybe pick up a couple other holes, you know, I'll be right where I need to be going into tomorrow.
By the way, you got robbed of a huge roar, didn't you, on 15, the hole out from the bunker for eagle? That would have been bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, I hit a few nice wedge shots yesterday. I think that would have got some great cheers. But Elena gave out a nice cheer on that eagle shot on 15, so I can always count on her to give me some of that energy.
Can you? How much different are the speed of the greens? It looks like players are having a hard time getting it to the hole in a lot of cases.
Yeah, especially the experienced guys. You know, I didn't, you know, I feel like I adjusted to the greens pretty well yesterday, but, you know, one of the thoughts I do have is just, you know, a lot of the putts are just a lot slower than they have been in the past, and just that they're probably ever going to be. So that's definitely one of the challenges. But, you know, again, as we look at the scores, we know that the golf course is gettable, and we're going to have to put together, you know, a few more good rounds to stay in this thing to the end.
And finally, are you having fun out there, even though it is quiet and a little bit different? Is it still fun to be out there?
Yeah, no question. It's my favorite week of the year. You know, just in that I get to play in a tournament that I've always dreamed of playing in, and competing for a green jacket. I mean, whether patrons are here or not, none of us, we all know what's on the line. And so that's more than enough energy that any of us need, you know, to compete at a high level. So I always have fun playing this week, and, you know, it doesn't get more fun than being in contention and competing for a green jacket. So I got, you know, again, three more rounds to go, and just look forward. I always look forward to playing this place and coming back here. I've always got great vibes.
Well, we wish you the best, and thanks for taking a few minutes. Appreciate it, Tony.
All right, BT. Talk to you guys soon.
There you go, Tony Finau, just prior to his second round, and you heard a couple of his comments there, Bob. I mean, the big thing is, you know, keep the putter going, and he didn't keep the putter going. He had 2-3 putts after those 27 putts in round number one, hit 3 of 9 fairways, 5 of 11 greens before play was called. But pretty good prediction that he would be on the 11 or 12 in Amen Corner, because that's exactly where he is on 12. So,
yeah. So 3 bogeys on the front 9 and 1 birdie. And, you know, he's going to a 9 that he can take some advantage of and make some birdies on.
He's got those 2 par 5s. We'll take a short break. Jeff Babineau from Augusta joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio. Have you heard? There's an all-new experience coming to St. George, Utah. Black Desert Resort at Entrada is a full community resort experience featuring a resort hotel, private residences, world-class dining and shopping, a Tom Weiskopf designed championship golf course, and so much more. With a simple message of remarkable within reach, Black Desert Resort beckons you to visit and even stay for a lifetime. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available at blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort at Entrada, unlike anything you've experienced before.
When it comes to putting, alignment is arguably the most important part of the equation.
Okay, let's face it. If you're not lined up correctly, the odds of you making anything are next to nothing.
Which is why Odyssey continues to set the standard for performance with the new triple track putters.
The distinct triple track alignment lines that you've seen on Callaway golf balls, they're now featured on the new triple track putters from Odyssey.
It's shocking how much easier it is to line up your putts.
Wow. Triple track technology utilizes a principle called, you ready for this? Vernier hyperacuity.
What?
To improve your alignment and your putting accuracy.
That's that same visual technology used to land jets on aircraft carriers.
Hey, now that's reliable and accurate.
And once you're lined up, you can focus on making a great stroke.
Just like Bob always does, which is even easier since every triple track putter has a multi-material consistency enhancing Stroke Lab shaft that's been winning major championships and dominating at tour events around the world.
Get lined up with the new triple track putters at odysseygolf.com.
Odyssey, the number one putter in golf. Callaway knows you can't create new distance by doing the same old, same old. It takes unconventional thinking to create something transformative, and that's what Callaway did with the new Maverick driver. Maverick's FlashFace SS20 was designed using artificial intelligence, a powerful supercomputer tested and refined thousands of virtual prototypes until it created Callaway's fastest, most forgiving driver possible. New distance is out there. It takes a Maverick to find it. Explore Maverick drivers at CallawayGolf.com.
Born from 10 years of research and innovation, the shaft synonymous with high performance and unrivaled feel is back. Introducing the all-new Mitori X from Fujikura. Built to amplify the performance of today's driver heads with a reinforced bias core and a torsionally stiffened handle, Mitori X doesn't just add speed and stability, it multiplies it. Get custom fit from Mitori X today.
When I'm not on the golf course, you'll probably find me in a river. Sometimes I only have a short time to fish. Sometimes I'm out all day going from spot to spot. Either way, I always wrestle with transporting my fly rod. Well, I found the perfect solution. The River Quiver by Riversmith. Handcrafted and designed in Boulder, Colorado by fishermen for fishermen. This premium rooftop fly rod holder transports your fully assembled, fully rigged fly rod safely and securely so you're ready to fish. And it looks sick on the roof rack. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Get your River Quiver at Riversmith.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to this 84th Masters edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, son of 1970 Masters champ Billy Casper. We appreciate you being with us. And as we mentioned, it's been 20 years we've been covering the Masters and have been on site for all of those except for this 84th playing, wouldn't you know? You know, I mean, hey, we had Friday the 13th right in the middle of a 2020 Masters that's being played a week or so before Thanksgiving. So nothing is normal, but it is good and healthy for all of us to be able to get a little bit of reprieve and sit down and listen to that piano music and watch the Masters. And we go now to Augusta, Georgia, and our good friend, he's a veteran golf journalist, has been covering golf and the Masters long before we ever got this show going 20 years ago. He's writing this week for the Masters Annual, as well as you can read him on Morning Read. Our good friend Jeff Babineau joining us from Augusta. Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. You fellas are making me feel really old.
Oh, man, that was not the intention. It was more to make you feel experienced and legit, you know?
There you go. I hear you. I'm just kidding. Experience is a fine thing to have these days.
Although it seems to be less important this year the Masters.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We got a mix on that leaderboard of all types, right? We got first-timers, and we got some more veteran guys. It's different. You know, a couple players have said, whatever you know about Augusta National, you kind of throw it out the window this week because it's such a different golf course being played in November, different grass style, different shots you're hitting. It's not, you don't have the fiery greens you have at some of these chips and pitches. So it's interesting. You know, a lot of these guys are learning it on the fly, and we have a jammed leaderboard.
Yeah, you know, as we've been watching the broadcast, I keep texting back to Brian. This golf course doesn't it's the same golf course, but it doesn't look the same. It doesn't play the same. Patrick Cantlay hit a shot yesterday on the 15th hole. He hit a 3-wood from way up on the top of the hill. He carried it 3 feet past that back left pin placement, and it stopped within 2 feet. That's not the Masters to me. That ball normally bounces and runs all the way to back there, almost into the 16th pond.
Right. Yeah, you saw that on the opening day as well. I mean, especially once the rains went through, back left hole location on two, you know, the par five, you're going to get to that pin maybe if you hit a draw to the front third of that green and try to chase it back left. These guys were flying it right at the pin. So, you've had to stay aggressive here the first couple of days or you're going to get left behind in a hurry.
Jeff, the word delicate seems to be missing. That's what I keep coming back to is, you know, you talked about the pitches and the chips and what Bob was alluding to there with shots into the green. I've spent, 20 years watching these guys, and you see when players figure out the code a little bit. I was able to listen to Billy Casper, who won 50 years ago this year, the Masters, and to listen to him talk as we watched the tournament on TV together, and he would talk about how you had to figure certain nuances out and delicacies and the way you approach, and you don't fire at flags to get close to flags. And then you go out, and this week it's just almost a throwing darts, and it's strange. I'm with Bob. It feels strange to see Augusta a little bit like a dartboard.
Yeah, I mean, that's been just a product of how wet it's been, I think, in the rain we got early Thursday morning. But I think you'll see more strategy and more Augusta that we're used to on the weekend as it continues to dry out, the control of the greens with the sub-air. You know, some guys here, when you're watching Bernhard Langer out here, he's certainly playing it the old way. He smashed two shots today at number 8 and still had about 140 yards left for his third. So it's not all bombers. And we've seen, the great – all the attention coming in was on Bryson and the great experiment with him, hitting these – as he says, it's like stepping into a batter's box as he gets up to smash drives. Well, he's going to play awfully well finishing round two to even stick around for two more rounds. So – so far, the huge experiment hasn't been a big success, and Frankenstein might have to head back to the lab to get ready for April.
That's interesting. We were talking about this last week on our preview show, but it seems like when you go to Augusta and you start to boast a little bit about par is 67 for me, and I'm going to be taking different lines and all this kind of thing, it seems like it says, ha, 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 not so fast.
Right. I mean, this place, I think, more than any other venue, and the fact that we're here every year for the same, the same major, the same venue, it just, Augusta just steps up and bites you, right? Lee Westwood was talking on day one how it was soft and you could be aggressive, but that's kind of what lures you in at Augusta, too. I think we'll see some of that on the weekend. We'll see some of these guys thinking that they can be an aggressive in places, and maybe that won't be the case. And before you know it, you can end up in some pretty tricky spots. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, if Bryson thinks this golf course is a par 67, which, I mean, if he drives it great, it may be. But it's just one of those things probably better left unsaid because he's struggling out there now.
You know, Jeff Babineau joining us from Augusta here talking about the 84th Masters. It is an interesting experiment. I love that you mentioned he might need to go back to the lab. I can't say that I was necessarily rooting for him. And I know as media, you don't root one way or the other necessarily. But you know, you hear a guy, as Bob said, come in with that kind of an approach and the bravado, like, I'm going to take this thing down. You almost kind of root for the golf course a little bit. And, at least I found myself doing that. And so, you know, when he had hit a couple of provisionals in his first three tee shots, you thought, you know, maybe the ghosts of Bobby Jones and Cliff Roberts are, you know, up there taking care of some business. But let me talk about Friday on number three, when the ball disappeared in, I don't want to, you know, I guess that's the first cut there. But what was the feeling? What was the sense in the media room and amongst Augusta? Is that, I'm sure they really didn't want to necessarily see a ball not be able to be found just 30 yards from the green.
Right. I mean, you think of the force he puts on a golf ball and how high he hits it. And I mean, I'm convinced that ball is just underground. They would have seen the top of it somewhere. And I thought it was just, I mean, I think the universal feeling was it was a terrible, terrible break, honestly. It wasn't the shot he was hoping to hit to run it up in the front of that green, but you know, he was going to be up around the green with a chance to make three. He's trying to get some momentum going and all of a sudden he's going back to the tee and he makes triple. It was just a terrible break and you know, without patrons here, you know, people might have heard that ball or knew about where it hit. With a 3-minute rule now to find it, it's really hard to match up much on TV like we've seen in the past where the telecast has helped golfers find errant golf balls. And it just was unfortunate, I thought. I mean, I thought he handled it very well, and he walked back with tee, but I don't think he was the same player after that happened. I mean, he was a different guy out there.
So what's it like being there, first of all, with not any fans, being there at Augusta is the first time you've ever been there with no patrons, fans, and patrons, also with a limited complement of media that we're normally packed into that big media center.
First of all, Bob, we have patrons here at Augusta. We do not have fans.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm sorry.
I forgot. It's different. It's different. Hey, you know, you've been here so many times watching the tournament, and Brian has. I mean, I tell people for 26 years here, I've seen the top of Tiger Woods swing. You know, you're out there and you're 12 deep trying to see golf shots and different things. And this week, we are 15 feet maybe behind the 12th tee, listening to caddy and player conversations and having a clear shot to watch them hit that shot. You know, there's just so many different things. Down on 15, you're down near the huge observation tower is gone and you're watching standing there at the Sarazen Bridge. It's just amazing.
That looks so cool, by the way.
Oh my gosh. So from that standpoint, for us too, it was a little sad. It rained on day one because it got a little wet and sloppy out there. But, for the shots we're able to go out there and see, I mean, I consider it a once in a lifetime kind of experience to, it's almost like watching a U.S. amateur when you walk up the fairways with golfers. That's what it kind of feels like, because you're so close to the action and you really get to see strategy and you really get to hear some conversations, and it's really cool.
Jeff Babineau joining us from Augusta, talking about the 84th Masters. I've 1 year that I went, I put a chair down. It was Arnold Palmer's last round. And I put a chair down in front of 11 green on the rope there. And I waited all day just because I wanted to see him come through Amen Corner. And that's as close as I've ever been. I'm with you. Like, normally you're seeing that shot from the grandstands. You're, what are you, 50 yards behind the tee box. And, you know, so it's... Yeah. It's kind of a tough vantage point, so I'm jealous to be able to, you know, for you guys to be able to stand right there and watch that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So can you share some experiences? What was some things that are going to be memorable to you that maybe some conversations that you heard or some shots you saw?
Well, I mean, I've watched Bryson a bunch. I mean, obviously there's great curiosity there. I wanted to see him, and it's just, I mean, the power, And when he takes those practice swings, I'm watching John Rahm's and his group, like, they're backing away when they're standing on the back of the tee. It's like a violent swing. And you know, it's the ground is wet, and the way that he has to release all that power, where he spins out a little bit on the left side, mm-hmm. probably, you know, keeps that knee intact. It's wet, and you're like, I just was convinced he was going to hit. He's watching him. He's going to hit some foul balls, and he has. And it's but yeah, watching Tiger up close, watching the way he kind of just the intensity brings to it, and you know, watching him play such a good opening round at a place where he doesn't always start fast, right? Even five green jackets, and in none of those has he ever been below 70 in an opening round. So, you know, that was big. He didn't get much going Friday. And again, if you don't get too much going, these guys are going to leave you behind, because there's so many players up top, so many good players, and they're making birdies, and they're just going to, you know, keep pushing and pushing.
So, you know, we all know the golf course. We all know the holes. The golf course, though, looks just a teeny bit rough as compared to what we normally see in April. Tell us a little bit about that. If it's spotty with the rye, if you're seeing the Bermuda in there as well, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think the Bermuda is still here. There's an overseed, and you don't have the what you see in April. You have the Bermuda still hanging around. It changes. It's a big has a big effect on shots around the greens, you know, where guys, you might see if the areas are kind of mowed down, you might see a little more putting. Justin Thomas, who I thought just put on a short game clinic the last couple of days, he did so by hitting some shots that he would never really hit here. He was kind of behind 15 and knew he had to hit a pitch really hard, because they bite, and a lot of shots have been coming up short. Whereas normally you're thinking of, geez, if I hit this just a tad too hard, you know, Brian was talking about, you know, delicate shots. If you hit it a tad too hard, all of a sudden you bring the water in play, right? Yeah. on the front side. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just so the grass. If you look, I mean, obviously it's obvious on camera. Yeah, as beautiful as the grounds are here, I mean, there's a little bit of a rough patch behind the 12th green. It's not a place you want to be this weekend. So it's just, I think it's a transition of grasses. I mean, but the trade-off is these beautiful, you know, orange and yellow colors you see with the fall foliage, and just a different look, you know, something you're not going to see in April, and something we may never see again.
No doubt about it. Well, Jeff, before we let you go, I know we still have the conclusion of round two to go. I believe Nicholas was the last player outside the top 12 at the halfway point to go on and win, and that was back in 86. But it seems that that's a little different this year. It feels like there's so many birdies to be made due to the softness of the golf course or what have you. How far is too far back in your mind, and who's really standing out to you as if you had to pick a winner at the halfway point?
Well, I mean, we're kind of expecting John Rahm to go out and be your second round leader when he finishes up tomorrow. You know, he's got a birdie putt at 13, and then he'll have 15, and you know, I expect him to get into double digits. But as you say, you can just really make some runs. You know, Cameron Smith played the last four holes today and five under par, and you know, Dustin Johnson birdied his way around Amen Corner. You can see some runs, and so I don't think, you know, I think you're Brooks Koepka at where he is now, at I think five maybe. I mean, these guys they're in the mix. Even Rory today making a run after a horrendous opening round, you know, shooting 66 and just getting himself back in there, where if you have that red hot round, you're going to be in there. And we all know crazy things can happen on that second nine here. So yeah, you just got to kind of hang around and kind of keep around earshot and hope you can make some magic happen on Sunday, which is what, you know, this tournament produces in spades.
It'll be quiet roars heard around the world on Sunday afternoon, but somebody will slip on a green jacket. So we'll look forward to it. Jeff, thanks so much, man. We really appreciate it. Glad you're out there, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again.
You got it, fellas. Good to visit with you.
Thanks, there you go. Jeff Babineau, he's going to be riding this week, or is riding this week, rather, for the Augusta, for the Masters Annual, as well as he can be, you can find his stuff on Morning Read as well. And just a great guy. Is he, I think, what do you say, 26 years, 28 years, 26 years? He's been covering the Masters. That's pretty cool stuff. All right, we'll take a break. We'll wrap up hour number one next. Thanks for joining us here on our Masters edition of Real Golf Radio. Hey, when you're not hunting birdies on the golf course, you may just want to hunt or shoot. Get some guns and ammo. Yeah, it's what you want. It's also the name of the store. Stop in one of the four locations along the Wasatch Front with Get Some Guns and Ammo stores in Murray, Orem, Layton, and Tooele. A great selection of firearms, an indoor shooting range for rifle, pistols, and shotguns, and Get Some has a large selection of range gun rentals so you can try it before you buy it. Beginners are welcome. Come and learn from the experts at Get Some Guns and Ammo, open 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Casper with the Casby Real Estate Group, where we have more than 40 years of combined real estate experience in Utah. We understand that the way people buy and sell is rapidly changing, and life's biggest moves can be a stressful experience. At the Casby Real Estate Group, we provide cutting-edge technology, innovative marketing strategies, and skilled negotiation to help you reach your goals. We care about what you care about, and our most important partnership is with you. That's why I'm with Casby Real Estate Group at iPro Realty Network, where we pride ourselves on life's biggest moves simplified.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at ZionsBank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
Temperatures are dropping, and you know what that means. Frozen pipes, busted sprinklers, and worse. Turn to the experts at Mountain Land Supply to get you the right products for your yard that will last this time. Mountain Land Supply is an exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. That means the golf pros and superintendents trust Mountain Land Supply and Rainbird for their sprinklers, controllers, pipe, and everything they need to irrigate their golf courses. Shop where the pros shop. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest to you.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down, I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, the caddy still to come on hour number two, the back nine of this Masters edition of Real Golf Radio. Much thanks to Jeff Babineau, who joined us, as well as Tony Finau for spending some time. And hopefully Tony gets it going on those par fives this morning prior to completing his second round. But interesting stuff, Bob. In that round one, this is how unique it was. 53 players under par. That's the most in any Masters round. Yep. 24 rounds in the 60s, which is the most in any Masters round. And they had the lowest first round scoring average at 71.41. I mean, guys were just able to eat it up and take advantage. It's different, but it's gettable. And these guys are going to make some birdies.
Yeah, and after the play that finished on Friday, there were pretty close to 55 players at even par or better, and I suspect that that's probably going to creep up a little bit into the one under pars.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an under par cut. Top 50, no 10-shot rule this year. They'll try to get in round two, make the cut, and get round three teed up just shortly. Stay tuned. The back nine is next.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican, this time in New York City. 9 days after Election Day, Representative Max Rose, a Democrat, has conceded the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on GOP wins.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering gains in the House of Representatives, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who will join us in the next Congress. It will be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman. And it couldn't be truer from that statement.
The California Republican continues.
While the Democrats praised socialism and advocated to defund the police, our members made a commitment to America that they would restore our way of life, rebuild our economy, and renew the American dream.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A manhunt is underway in East Arkansas. Law enforcement in Helena say one of their own was shot and killed Thursday when he was trying to locate a suspect in an earlier shooting. The suspect is 29-year-old Latarius Howard. He was last seen in a maroon SUV. A Pennsylvania judge has ruled that some mail-in ballots belonging to first-time voters in the state who hadn't confirmed their identity before November 9th will not be counted. Commonwealth Court President Judge Mary Hannah Leavitt ruled on Thursday that Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar did not have the required authority when she issued a last-minute election change. The death toll rises in North Carolina from flooding caused by Ada. At least seven deaths were blamed on the weather, including three people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Ada is now out to sea off the coast of the Carolinas. Thursday night football was a battle for first place in the AFC South. The Colts beat the home team Titans 34-17. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Although we have seen a rise in COVID-19 infections in America, the mortality rate is still low due to better therapeutics and hospital workers getting better at helping the sick. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more on what's being done.
As new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in most states, there are fears that hospitals will become overwhelmed by the number of COVID patients. Dr. Deborah Burke says taking the necessary steps to help stop the spread would do a lot for frontline doctors and nurses. The coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told News Nation Now that slowing the spread of the virus would keep hospitals available for all patients.
I will tell you, the healthcare providers on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the respiratory therapists, they are working their hearts and souls to protect the people across America. And I guess what I'm asking every American to do is to put that same level of effort into those things that we know work now. We want those hospitals available not only for the individual with COVID, but for your child, if your child develops appendicitis, or for your father when he develops a heart attack.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hospitalizations are on the rise, with roughly 62,000 hospital beds in America being used by COVID patients. President Trump on Thursday has barred Americans from investing in companies owned or controlled by the Chinese military. The Chinese government accused Washington of misusing national security as an excuse to hamper competition. For USA Radio News, I'm...
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The second nine, the finishing holes, the closing stretch. It starts now. Here's the back nine, our number two of Real Golf Radio. With the steady, stripe it down the middle, make every putt because it's in your blood, Bob Casper, and that better lucky than good handled dragon flipper, Brian Taylor. Here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome in. It's hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio, a special Masters edition of the show, the 84th playing and the first in November. We've got a great hour number two for you. We'll welcome in America's favorite caddy. We'll do a Masters roundtable discussion with the caddy. Also, if you missed part of hour number one, Tony Finau joined us to give us his thoughts about the play of that golf course and the conditions of this time of the year. Jeff Babineau, who's writing for Masters Annual and Morning Read, also joined us for a conversation. You can find that on our Twitter handle, @RealGolf. Just give us a follow. All the segments and interviews and the show in its entirety posted there. Or just find your favorite podcast site and download download Real Golf Radio or Golf Radio, wherever you happen to enjoy podcasts. And we appreciate you signing up and listening and commenting as well. Boy, there's been a lot this week, Bob. And one of the things that we have yet to mention, and I think it's important to mention, is that Chairman Fred Ridley made some big announcements at the beginning of the week on some community improvement and some charity efforts around Payne College there in Augusta that were really cool and impressive, showing that the club is aware of the things going on in the world and looking for ways that they can make contributions and be part of the solution.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that they have put scholarships forward for men's and women's golf, which Payne College does not have a women's golf team, so they're basically going to fund the golf team, and they're going to be in the name of Lee Elder. And Lee Elder was the first person of color that played in the Masters in 1975. Lee Elder is also going to be an honorary starter with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player starting next year starting in April in 2021. So that's great to see that they're involved and wanting to get those scholarships into that college, and also to have Lee Elder be an honorary starter.
Yeah, it's going to be a one-time thing for Lee next year, but I think it's going to be really cool to see him there. And then they're going to infuse, along with Augusta National and its major sponsors, $10 million to build up the community, some of the communities there in Augusta, much the way Eastlake has done for the area around its club there in Atlantis. So hats off to the Augusta National, Chairman Ridley, and what the Masters is able to do to give back in the community. We'll tell you more about the leaderboard, how we got here, what it looks like, and our predictions as we roll on here. Back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio, coming your way next. How did Callaway create their most advanced tour ball ever? They took Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball, and started from scratch, re-engineering every aspect of Chrome Soft from cover to core to make their best performing tour ball even better. Callaway invested significantly in their U.S.-based golf ball facility in Chicopee, Massachusetts, in order to achieve the next level of innovation. There, they built the new Chrome Soft with a larger dual soft fast core, a new high-speed mantle system, and a thinner urethane cover to deliver an an unmatched combination of speed, consistency, spin, and control for complete performance. And now the new 2020 Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X are both available with alignment enhancing triple track technology, so you'll have that performance lined up from tee to green. This ball changes everything. Get your new Chrome Soft or Chrome Soft X golf balls today at CallawayGolf.com. When it comes to putting, alignment is arguably the most important part of the equation.
Which is why Odyssey continues to set the standard for performance with the new triple track putters.
Three distinct alignment lines are now centered on every triple track putter head.
It's shocking how much easier it is to get it lined up.
You know, it's the same visual technology used to land jets on aircraft carriers.
It's that reliable and that accurate.
And once you're lined up correctly, you can focus on making a great stroke with the Stroke Lab shaft.
Get lined up with the new triple track putters at OdysseyGolf.com.
Odyssey, the number one putter in golf.
You might remember our supercomputer, that number-crunching golf junkie that harnessed its AI brilliance to create Flash Fades, a technology that unlocked performance never before seen in a driver. Well, after our supercomputer nailed the whole making a driver go farther thing, we gave it a new challenge, to design faces for the number one irons in golf. So our Maverick engineers meticulously programmed our supercomputer. It was churning and machine learning until... BOOM! Maverick irons! A breakthrough in iron construction with uniquely designed faces throughout every set. Highly optimized performance for every type of play. We're talking explosive distance, incredible ball speed, and pin-seeking control. As for the supercomputer... it's training for its next assignment. Maverick from Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
Have you heard? There's an all-new experience coming to St. George, Utah. Black Desert Resort at Entrada is a full community resort experience featuring a resort hotel, private residences, world-class dining and shopping, a Tom Weiskopf Design Championship golf course, and so much more. With a simple message of remarkable within reach, Black Desert Resort beckons you to visit and even stay for a lifetime. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available at blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort at Entrada, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio, presented by Callaway Golf and the Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X. Go to CallawayGolf.com. Great holiday gift and stocking stuffer. A new Chrome Soft. This ball changes everything. Check it out at CallawayGolf.com and put it on your Christmas list. I know there are lots of golfers in your life that would enjoy that for these upcoming holidays. Broadcasting here from Hotel Park City. Check out HotelParkCity.com for more information. And I'll tell you, this is a place to be. Speaking of holidays, you could get gift certificates and come enjoy this beautiful resort just at the base of some of the best ski resorts in the world right here in Park City, Utah. Bob, 50 years ago, your dad, Billy Casper, won the Masters in 1970. Yep. Here's some stats about your dad's career at Augusta. He made 45 starts in the tournament, 18 consecutive cuts made from 1960 to 1977. That's pretty impressive. He had a total of 9,829 strokes over 132 rounds, and his career scoring average, 74.46. Pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Most cool of us stuff. Most of us would relish to have one stroke on that, let alone 9,800.
Yeah. So 1970 was when he won the Masters, and he won it in the last 18-hole playoff that they had at Augusta National before they went to sudden death. And he beat his lifelong friend from San Diego, Gene Littler, in that 18-hole playoff. And, you know, it was always a thrill for him. He almost won it in 69. He ended up winning it in 70. But it was a thrill for him to be able to go back every year, put on that green jacket, sit in that Champions Dinner, and to share the whole experience of Augusta National and the Masters Tournament with his friends.
Yeah, it's a special thing indeed. And I always consider myself fortunate to have had the opportunity to be around your dad and to have him show me and you show me what this tournament is like from the family of a champion. It's there's different levels of participation, and obviously champion is, I guess you could argue champion or member. They're kind of 1 and 1A, right? But yeah, I still think from the, you know, the one that comes from the tournament standpoint, champion even trumps member, because they actually have won that.
Well, and another cool thing that we got to experience as family members and sons is the opportunity that we had to caddy for him. And you even got in on that and got that opportunity too. And that was the very, very last time that he played there at Augusta National. But it's just it's something to be on that golf course and to be around it and even stand outside the ropes, but to be inside the ropes and walking on those greens and walking down the fairways, it's a pretty special experience.
I did post a picture that appeared in the paper caddying for Billy in his last round. If you follow me at RealGolfBT, you can check that out. But yeah, that was definitely something to remember. And it was a year much similar to this where we had a rain out and we had to go off split tees. So our first nine was the back nine. And that's definitely a tough way to start. So we honor your dad 50 years from his winning of the green jacket, the great Billy Casper. Tiger Woods can close the gap on Jack this week. Certainly he's trying to chip into the 18 majors. Tiger's three back. He's only one back of Jack in the number of green jackets for most ever. One, Jack's got course six and Tiger with five. But how about this little stat? If Tiger gets a top five finish, that will give him 13 top fives in the Masters. Jack leads the way with 15 top fives in the Masters. Phil Mickelson third, by the way, with 11 top fives. So a couple of things to pay attention to. He might not win that sixth green jacket, 83rd event, and 16th major, but then again, he might. But if not, a top five certainly gets him a little closer in the Masters history books to the great Golden Bear.
Yeah, well, you know, Tiger, 68 in the first round, even par through, what, 9 or 10 holes now, as of the end of golf on Friday. But don't count him out, because that back nine, once you get through 11 and 12, he proved it last year in the final round. He really played some good golf and made some birdies coming in. I expect him to do that same thing again today before the cut is made.
Well, look, that first round, that 68 bogey-free, it was his career-best opening round at the Masters, his first bogey-free opening round at the Masters, and get this, his first bogey-free round in a major in his last 106 rounds of major championship golf. That's pretty amazing stuff. I did not see this coming in. Tiger provided some serious entertainment, and his game looked so sharp. He looked like he was picking up right where he left off in that final round on Sunday, where he was the only one to stay dry on 12, and he was slipping on a fifth green jacket at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it just goes to prove that Tiger understands how to play this golf course and get around this golf course correctly when four out of five guys in the final couple of groups rinsed it on the 12th hole in that final round last year. So Tiger did the mature and methodical thing, the thing he knew to do, and that is to hit it on the left edge of the bunker, knock it on the green, and two-putt, and get through that hole without making a big number.
Dustin Johnson's number one in the world. He would like to finally get a green jacket. He's trending here at the Masters, Bob. I mean, he has had some great finishes. If you look at DJ, 6, 4, 10, 2 in his last, what is that, four starts here at the Masters. Three wins on tour this year, including the FedEx Cup Championship, tied for second at the PGA, tied for sixth at the U.S. Open, and tied for second in his last two starts. So despite having limited reps coming off of COVID, he gets a T2 last week, and here he is in form and right there at the top through 2 days.
Yeah, he looks very comfortable on the golf course. He likes the way he's playing. He's putted actually extremely well too. So I just love it. He hits that low, boring left to right shot off the tee and he gets it close to the hole. So, DJ has been able to monopolize on that. Looked like he was going to run away with it at one point, but he's at 9 under par and he's tied for the lead.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned his putting. Really good putting round, obviously, when he shoots 65. The 70, he had 32 putts in round number two, and I would say that's, you know, that's probably a little high for what he was hoping to do out there. Nonetheless, he's in good position. When you look at that leaderboard, Bob, you've got four guys there at 9 under par. I suspect John Rahm will find himself there, but again, you just never know. That said, you know, in the minute or so we have before we get to the caddy, Abraham Answer's a first-timer. Cam Smith has played three times. He did have a top-five finish, however, in his second try. And then Justin Thomas, who's, you know, again, he's the guy that's trending as well. Let's look at JT. Finished 12th last year. He's gotten better every year. 39th, 22nd, 17th, and 12th. He also has three wins in 2020 and eight top-five finishes. What do you think about JT and Answer and Cam Smith?
Well, I think they're all going to have opportunities, but I think it would be really cool when it comes all down to it at the final that you have Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, and John Rahm, numbers 1, 2, 3 in the world, all fighting out for a Masters Championship in a green jacket.
That's a great comment, and sorry to throw that to you. Just as we have to go to break, we'll take a short one. We'll come back. The caddy joins us next for a roundtable discussion about this 84th Masters. Thanks so much for being with us. Brian and Bob with you right here on Real Golf Radio. Hey, when you're not hunting birdies on the golf course, you may just want to hunt or shoot. Get some guns and ammo. Yeah, it's what you want. It's also the name of the store. Stop in one of the four locations along the Wasatch Front with Get Some Guns and Ammo stores in Murray, Orem, Layton, and Tooele. A great selection of firearms, an indoor shooting range for rifle, pistols, and shotguns, and Get Some has a large selection of range gun rentals so you can try it before you buy it. Beginners are welcome. Come and learn from the experts at Get Some Guns and Ammo, open 7 days a week.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at zionsbank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down, I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
You might know Mountain Land Supply for its plumbing products, but did you know Mountain Land Supply also carries landscaping, irrigation supplies, and tools? They can help you design and calculate the exact feet of pipe, sprinkler heads, and nozzles to use for your yard. Using smartphone technology, you can even control your watering with state-of-the-art controllers. For all your landscaping needs, go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, fellow sports fans. It's Ned Siegfried. What would we do without sports? Following our favorite sports teams, whether it be the Jazz or the Utes or the Cougs, takes our mind off the many challenges in life. Accidents and their resulting injuries are certainly unexpected challenges that many people are forced to deal with. If you're one of these people, we'd love to talk to you about your situation. Call us at 801-222-2222. We'll talk to you for free. Or visit us at SiegfriedandJensen.com.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, 84th Masters edition of Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Odyssey, the number one putter in golf. When it comes to major championships, WGCs, and tour events worldwide, more players choose Odyssey than any other putter in golf. Check it out at odysseygolf.com. And I'll tell you what, Sean Toulon, he has been up to it. He's been delivering these small batch putters, and he's got an Azalea version. I'm sure they're already sold out. They go like that. But they are some sexy stuff right there out of the Toulon garage as part of Odyssey Golf. Check it out at odysseygolf.com.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, Caddy joins us every week right here on Real Golf Radio, and we love talking Masters with this guy. In fact, we probably should open up our text thread sometimes. That actually would be quite entertaining, the three of us going back and forth as we watch the coverage. Caddy, how are you, man?
I just happened to be walking through the house when the theme was playing there, and I found myself no longer walking, but sort of strutting.
As you should.
Out, shoulders back.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say flying. That was pretty good.
Well, you know, if I was in Sedona, Arizona, I'd probably be flying. But that's a whole other story.
Well, Caddy, what has stood out to you the most through, I don't want to say a full two rounds, because they're, as we speak, they're finishing up round number two this morning. But what has stood out to you? What has kind of got you excited? What's got you perplexed? What's got you curious?
Well, I definitely had to get an IV last night because I suffered from an overload of Masters coverage. Yeah, I mean, 12 hours and it just was too much. I couldn't take it anymore.
Whoa, is there such thing?
Wow. No, I'm joking. Well, so the thing that stands out is it's the rare Masters where it's just so gettable and right there. And I can tell you, it's a lot of fun. I've caddied a couple rounds out there when it's like that, and it's real gettable. Mm-hmm. And it turns into, well, Bob, remember how much fun you had when you played that back nine there? Remember how much fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's like, right? That's what it's like. It's fun when it's gettable. The thing about this tournament, this course, it doesn't matter if it's playing easy, if it's playing brutal, it's always awesome. You know, it's awesome for whatever it is, right? So I heard some people talking about how it's playing real easy, yada, yada, yada. But look, come Sunday, they'll probably get a little more moisture out of the ground. And I think Sunday will probably not be too many fireworks, I have a feeling, like we've seen the first 2 days. So that's my takeaway right now.
Well, hopefully they can get that fire in it, because it definitely changes the strategy. Guys are hitting shots into those greens like they're dartboards, and that's not what we're used to seeing. I mean, shots holding when normally they would be, you know, rejected. And although I will say this, that and Caddy, you got to help me out on this one. If I was playing in the Masters tournament and I happened to knock one in the pond on my second shot on 15, and I went up there and I dropped and I had that little pitch shot, I am pulling that flag. Adam Scott, you know, knocked one, spun it off the stick into the water. We've seen Tiger do that in the past. I just think that I've seen too much of it. I'm pulling that flag.
That's not a bad move. It's because we've seen it before. And what's it hurt? Have your caddy go up there and tend it. Just get it out of there, right? It doesn't take too long for the caddy to run around over the bridge there. Is that Saracen's bridge?
Saracen,
on the left,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yep. Yeah. Doesn't take too long. Just go run around there real quick. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Good move. Hey, here's the thing that we need to see. The reason we need to see it a little more treacherous is because we need some separation. There's like a million guys within a couple shots of winning. I mean, it's crazy how many guys could win this tournament. It's like 50 guys. it's nuts right now. So you got to have some separation, because it's kind of fun when you focus on three or four guys on Sunday to watch. It's kind of fun. And then maybe you have that one hot guy doing something. But, man, there's so many guys. You just don't know where. You look over here, over there. Where do you look? You know, you need a you need the like NFL Sunday package with six different screens and a sports bar. I don't know how you watch this. So.
Well, and that's because of the uniqueness of the time of year that we're watching this golf tournament. That's because the course has received a lot of rain recently, and especially in the first round, that first morning, it rained really hard. And guys are able to hit the ball close and make lots of birdies. So I do think that we're going to see some warm temperatures. We're going to see a little bit of wind. And with the sub-airs going, I think this thing is going to get a little bit more fire into it. And Sunday, I think it's going to be right where they want it to be.
Yeah, you need the Masters to be such that when you're walking up on a green to hit a putt, it needs to feel like you're walking down a slightly inclined driveway that's just gotten icy.
Yeah, right?
That's kind of what it needs to be like putting. And right now, you're just walking on perfectly manicured lawn in your bare feet in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
It's just too comfortable out there.
Yeah, I mentioned to Jeff Babineau last hour, it seems that the word delicate has been removed from this tournament, and usually that's such a big part of it. You know, the pitching and the chipping around the green, shots into it, you know, careful placed shots, even putting, so delicate. And guys are able to be much more aggressive, I guess, than delicate this year.
Yeah, it's the smallest margin of error on shots, especially shots around the green. Well, even iron shots into the green, usually of anything you see the entire year. And right now, there's just a big margin of error. You can make semi mistakes and just get away with them right now. And that's that's not the ideal Masters. So
yeah, I
have a feeling though, I think by tomorrow afternoon you'll see. Look, today I talked to one of the guys caddying, and he said, "Yeah, the greens got a little fast because I said the scores didn't duplicate the first round. They got a little higher." And he said, yeah, they got a little faster. They got a little more slippery, not quite as soft. So hopefully we'll just see that sub air kick in, and there you have it.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the players and some of the scores that you've seen. Rory McIlroy in the first round really does not play extremely well. Shooting 75, three over par in the first round. He comes back with 66, kind of Jekyll and Hyde, huh?
Yeah, the 66 is no news. The 75 is shocking for the way it played the first round.
Yeah.
But, that's the thing about Rory. He did come back, and he's got himself somewhat in there. He's a little bit behind, and he's behind a lot of guys. So it doesn't mean he can't do it, but he's really got to play an incredible 36 holes.
He's been rather uninspiring this whole year. I mean, it's, I shouldn't say this whole year. Before, ever since the restart, because before, didn't he have a string of like five or six straight tournaments where he was top five in a row? I mean, he was, he seemed to be dialed in. And unfortunately, if they had rolled right into an April Masters, it might have been just nice for him. But since then, and of course, we found out later that his wife was expecting, and they now have a child. So I thought that maybe that would settle him down a little bit. But you got to think, this is his sixth time, I think, trying to, win the career Grand Slam, complete the career Grand Slam. And so it'll be seven in 4.5 months. That starts to add some pressure.
Yeah, I remember reading or hearing Rory say that he hadn't even touched a club for 4 weeks during the shutdown. And I don't know if anybody can get away with that at this level now. I remember Fred Couples back in his prime, took like a month off, came back out. He missed the first three cuts. And that's when he was at his peak. And I just think that's probably the thing that derailed Rory's year was just taking a month out without kind of touching the club. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. It's tough to catch up.
Brian asked me, go ahead, Brian.
No,
sorry.
Yeah, no, say it.
I was going to say, Brian asked me about Mickelson and Tiger Woods, the elder statesmen, how they played and have been playing.
So one thing we see at the Masters all the time, and longer is a perfect example, is the guys who have had a lot of success there show up there, and out of nowhere, they just play great. And you're thinking, like, they just haven't performed really very well anywhere. And then they get there, and I mean, they're right in there, right? It's crazy. Well, I think just, first of all, the guys who are champions there, obviously, especially, we're talking about multiple champions, all those guys we just mentioned. And so the course obviously fits them very well. That's always a big deal. And you have some room for error at the Masters off the tee, certainly, maybe not so much into the greens, that you might not have it if someone like Bernhard Langer plays in the U.S. Open, for example. And then there's the experience factor. They just know where to put the ball. They know how the putts break, and that's a really big deal compared to most regular tournaments on the tour. So that's why they kind of have a little bit of an advantage, and that's why they perform well. And they probably also get inspired. You think about all the tournaments, Phil and Longer, and you know they're all pros. I mean, you know, Longer takes everything 100%. You know that, but coming here, it just, I mean, if this doesn't get your blood going, nothing does. So it's always, it's so cool the way they've just got everything figured out at this place, don't they? And here's the thing, they talk about Augusta National, the Masters, being so traditional. It's the most changing place that stays exactly the same. Isn't that amazing? Mm. They change things all the time on the golf course, and yet it stays the exact same. Think about that. It's a weird thing. How do you explain that? That was like Michelle Wee's line I was trying to figure out today when she said, I double the cut number, then divide it in half. And I was like, what? Anyway.
Exactly. So it stays right there, right where it is. Huh?
All right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I get you. Hey, Caddy, we got to take a quick break. Can you hang on with us? We'll continue our Masters roundtable discussion with the Caddy coming up next, right here on this Masters edition of Real Golf Radio.
Born from 10 years of research and innovation, the shaft synonymous with high performance and unrivaled feel is back. Introducing the all-new Mottori X from Fujikura. Built to amplify the performance of today's driver heads with a reinforced bias core and a torsionally stiffened handle, Mottori X doesn't just add speed and stability, it multiplies it. Get custom fit from Mottori X today.
When I'm not on the golf course, you'll probably find me in a river. Sometimes I only have a short time to fish. Sometimes I'm out all day going from spot to spot. Either way, I always wrestle with transporting my fly rod. Well, I found the perfect solution. The River Quiver by Riversmith. Handcrafted and designed in Boulder, Colorado by fishermen for fishermen. This premium rooftop fly rod holder transports your fully assembled, fully rigged fly rod safely and securely so you're ready to fish. And it looks sick on the roof rack. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Get your River Quiver at Riversmith.
At Callaway, we've spent years obsessing over how to deliver golfers a better tour ball. New materials were discovered. Recipes were fine-tuned. Then, finally, all the blood, sweat, and late nights in the lab produced Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball. Soon, Callaway was the fastest-growing major golf ball brand in the game. You'd think after such a feat, we sat back and cracked a cold one. No way. Come on, man. That wasn't enough. Instead, our engineers set out to achieve the next big thing, a complete reinvention. That's right. We blew it all up and doubled down big time, investing in our Massachusetts ball plant with state-of-the-art machinery and expanding our team of progressive thinking engineers, all in pursuit of a revolution in golf ball innovation. So, here we are, a new Chrome Soft with game-changing distance, incredible feel, and exceptional control. Our highest quality and most consistent tour ball imaginable. The new Chrome Soft 2020. This ball changes everything.
Those who know love heading to St. George, Utah for year-round fun, especially golf. But where to stay is always a challenge, and getting a tee time can be tough. What if there was a Scottsdale-style golf resort in St. George where you can stay and play? And what if you could own your own residence there? Well, now there is. Introducing Black Desert Resort at Entrada. The second and final chapter of the Entrada vision offers a full community with exceptional amenities from residential villages, hiking trails through preserved lava flows, spa, world-class dining and shopping, and a Tom Weiskopf championship golf course. It's literally an outdoor paradise that will strengthen family bonds and make lifelong memories. That's life at Black Desert. Find out how you can stake your claim at blackdesertresort.com. blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available now. Black Desert Resort at Entrada. Unlike anything you've experienced before.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back. Continuing with America's favorite caddy and broadcasting here from Hotel Park City. What a great place to be. I know we all wish we were at Augusta, but coming up here real soon, you're wishing you were right here at Hotel Park City in one of these executive suites enjoying this beautiful Park City area. It's snowing. Their ski resorts are getting ready to open in just a couple of weeks around Thanksgiving time frame. Lots of recent awards being won by Hotel Park City for their service and their hospitality, their spa, their restaurant. Ruth's Chris right on site. And also, great time of year to buy some gift certificates and enjoy Hotel Park City for the holidays. So, yeah, couldn't make it to Augusta this year, so ran up the mountain to Hotel Park City and enjoying a little Masters weekend watching it from one of these suites. Pretty cool stuff. And we continue now with America's favorite cat. Caddy, you would like it up here.
If I had known that you were going to Hotel Park City, I'm getting in my car right now.
Right, sure you would.
So let's look at some of the names on the board here. You've got I'm just going to go with more the usual suspects than everybody. Yes. On the board, but just JT at the top, no surprise, Bob Casper's pick. We've got Dustin Johnson, okay, right up there. Now here's some guys who you could say, yeah, they've had that kind of a year where you could say, yeah, maybe they cap it off with the Masters. Cantlay, that's the guy, right? That's the guy you could definitely see doing it. M, nobody knows who M is, but he's awesome. M is awesome. He's going to have a great career. Matsuyama, I mean, he'd be bigger than Godzilla if he wins going back to Japan. So that'd be huge. Rahm, I mean, yeah, another usual. Danny Willett, former champion, right? Right in there.
Yep.
Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood. I'm looking at Tommy Fleetwood. Is he going to finally break through?
Tommy Fleetwood's birdied seven of the eight par fives, by the way.
How about Bryson?
That's the most I can see.
That's pretty good. Bryson DeChambeau has played 70 par fives in his career at Augusta and has not made an eagle.
And he came in with a 5-iron in the second round of the second hole. A 9-iron, excuse me, to the second hole.
Yeah. And then he missed
a little short one on 8 yesterday.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, that was maybe, that could be the balloon popper for him. He makes that, he's back to even. Gosh, I mean, he could shoot 31 on the back 9 and be right in there. And yep. I think that putt hurt him a lot. But we'll see. We'll see. There's plenty of time.
So, but yeah, we'll continue to run down these names, but let me ask you about Bryson. Because this was the great experiment coming in. You know, he came with a lot of bravado, you know, calling the Bryson par 67, you know, talking about how he was going to take lines the guys had never seen before. He was going to drive one and supposedly hit it over the third hole with a 3-wood. Haven't seen any of that. Saw a couple of provisionals, you know, in his first 3 tee shots.
Lost ball.
He was fortunate in that first round, especially on 13, I mean, he hit his drive into the pine straw, couldn't pull the fill shot off, lost it in the azaleas in the back, and hit a provisional into Ray's Creek. So fortunately, he found that first one and was able to salvage a double. That could have been a whole lot worse. But, you know, I kind of feel for him a little bit because you know he's worked so hard, but it's not working at Augusta.
Yeah, I think Augusta's just, it's not a driving contest. It's a it's a touch contest, right? What was the line? How do you win at the Masters? With your hands. That's what Seve said, right? Look, it's a great advantage to be able to bomb it like that. But if you're hitting two or three or four of those into the trees where you have no shot, if that's your average, it's not going to work. Get away with one of them, maybe two of them, because a lot of people during their round are going to hit one or two in the trees anyway, right? And not have a shot. But he just did the first few holes, the first round, it was bad. He was just off with his driver, and he was probably lucky to be where he was exiting that back nine at one over or even or whatever he was. I mean, he scored like Seve to do that on that first nine. And, I think you got to give him another, you know, even the rest of this tournament. I mean, he might shoot 65-65 for all we know on the weekend.
He's got to make the weekend first.
Yeah, he's got to make the weekend because he's currently plus one with six holes to play.
Right, he's got to have a pretty awesome finish, or not awesome, but a very solid finish to make the weekend. So I wouldn't bet on that right now. I'd say give him another one or two Masters to see if this really does pan out. But I see the focus as being on how do I control my irons into the greens and how good is my touch putting the slippery putts. That's what I see being the Masters success stories. Not just him, as far as I can.
And just his average length with the driver is adequate enough to give him a huge advantage. Don't go out and press the issue and hit the big pull lefts that we're seeing time and time again with him.
Well, look, you know, it might surprise you. He's birdied five of the six par fives he's played through play ending on Friday. He's birdied three of the seven par threes that he's played, but only one of the 17 par fours. Just one par four birdie, which is pretty amazing.
Right, so here's the thing about Bryson. Bryson's a very good long club ball striker. That's the par threes, not surprising at all. You tend to play longer clubs on the par threes. Not necessarily number 12, but in general. And he hits it really good with his mid-irons, longer irons, really, really good. He's probably close to being one of the best on tour. I think what he struggles more with is dispersion and control on his short clubs, the wedges and nine irons and things. Like 13 yesterday, he hit that enormous drive last night on 13. And he had a wedge in there, and he almost hit it in Rays Creek. It was 2 feet from going in Rays Creek. And so that's kind of, if he figures that out, I think he's going to be really something. But
very similar to what Dustin Johnson did.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Dustin Johnson has one golf swing pretty much for his – it's kind of the same thing with his driver and his wedges. Bryson has a long drive swing, and then there's the wedge swing. It's two separate things, and I don't know how well you can combine those. Can you have two swings and have – both of those things. Maybe you can. So it's still, I'm not as sold on it. Like, look, Bryson's in everybody's kitchen. I mean, everybody's kitchen, right? He's in Rory's kitchen. No question. Everybody's out there trying to think, oh, I got to hit it 30 yards longer now. And I have my doubts that that's going to really pan out. I think golf is always going to be about putting the ball in the hole more than a long drive contest. So it is nice to drive it long. I mean, it's a great advantage. Most great players have been very long or are pretty darn long hitters. But, you know, you think about this, you know, the stupid long guys, like crazy long guys. Daly would be the perfect example of that. He did have great success here and there, but, you know, not overall. I don't know. I just, for some reason, I'm skeptical about it. Maybe it's because I'm old school too much, but I'm just skeptical about too much emphasis on that.
And he's right in the middle of basically a swing change going into a major championship at Augusta, which, you know, requires some precision. And, you know, so probably not exactly comfortable with it. And, you know, I wonder how comfortable he'd be if the gallery were there kind of giving him a bad time about it, too. Although they're patrons there and they're much more respectful than a typical gallery. All right, let's talk about who's going to be, you know, slipping on that green jacket. We got a couple minutes left. You know, if you go back to, let's look at some history, okay? Through 36 holes, Tiger last year was tied for sixth. Patrick Reed the year before, Sergio the year before that, both leading or tied for the lead. Danny Willett tied for eighth, and then Jordan was leading. Bubba Watson was leading. You know, you go back through, and I think the furthest back is you have to go to, gosh, through 36 holes, you're all the way back to, you know, Jack Nicklaus tied for 17th back in 1986. So you got to look at somebody that's inside the top 12. Schwartzel was tied for 12th, okay? You pretty much got to be inside the top, really, five or six at this point in time. And then after 54 holes, it's even more that way, right? I mean, first, fifth, third, fourth, second. I mean, this is the last 10 years, right? You've got to be inside the top three or four going into Sunday if history is going to repeat itself. I'm not sure this year history is going to follow that script because it's just a little bit different. What are your thoughts?
It's hard to argue all those trends. Those are the reasons Steve Williams said get in the last group when Tiger hit that shot that one day on Saturday on 18. Remember that one? He's yelling, get in the last group when the ball's in the air. One of the funniest things you've ever heard a caddy say when a ball's in the air. I'm pretty sure that's never been uttered before or since. But yeah, there's when it happens all the time, it's kind of hard to ignore that. Jack is the only guy outside of the top 12 to win since 19. It was 86. You got to go all the way back there. Yeah. I mean, I was in college when that happened. That must have been another century or something.
So how far is too far back at this point in time or when the cut is made?
Yeah, because you literally, again, and this is going to change before the second round finishes, but as it stands, you got 13 players within two shots of the lead.
Yeah, what you have to look at here is not it's normally you can say, oh, if you're in within 7, 8, 9 shots, a guy could theoretically do it. The problem is right now you've got a ton of guys in between you and the lead if you're 5 or 6 back. And typically a couple of those guys, no matter how well you're going to play, probably one or two of those guys is going to play as well as you and they're going to beat you. So it's hard. You really don't want too many guys between you and the lead. That's the main thing. So you might need to be just within, if it does end up being packed like it is when we get done, and it probably will, you may need to be within 2 or 3 shots of this lead, as crazy as it sounds, after 36 holes to have a good shot at winning this thing, which goes with that top 12 thing you mentioned, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go.
Well, it's going to be fun.
I'm buying pick? That.
So who's your pick then?
Well, I'm going to go with the easy pick and then the tougher pick. And the easy pick is JT. And the tougher pick is Cantlay.
So, interesting.
I'm gonna take two guys to watch. Yeah, it's easy to pick Justin Thomas at this point in time. I mean, he's leading. Come on. And he's playing well, et cetera. But I just think Cantlay's kind of had he's kind of had that trending thing going, right? He just won a couple weeks ago, done pretty well the last few years, kind of getting better every year. You know, extremely talented player. Look how good he was in college. He was awesome. So I have a feeling, you might see a jacket going on Cantlay when it's all over.
If I had to pick two, I'm going with number one in the world, Dustin Johnson, who's also tied for the lead. And you know, I really want to stick with, I mean, I had DJ, JT, and Schauffele going into the week, but John Rahm is impressing me. And I think if I picked my harder pick might be Rahm. He's he just is playing really, really well. So I might go DJ Rahm, little BMW rematch.
Like that. I like that.
What two are you going with, Bob? So JT and Cantlay and DJ and Rahm are off the board. Well, I mean, you can double up, but those are
not off the board because I'm going to say Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson.
All right,
I'm
sticking with those two. All right,
the other two guys.
It's a great way to do it. Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll see how it all plays out. We're out of time, but this is going to be a fun weekend. We'll see how it all shakes out. We'll be glued to the TV. Caddy, thanks for your thoughts and insights, man. Always good to visit with you.
Well, if you're betting with Bob, you're going to end up happy with your portfolio at the end of things. If you're betting with me, you're either going to be a millionaire or broke.
Hey, go for it or bust, baby.
That's right.
All right. Have an egg salad sandwich. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. We'll take a short break and wrap it up on the other side right here on Real Golf Radio. Hey guys, BT here, and Bob and I are two happy customers of Barbecue Pit Stop. I'm absolutely in love with my new Yoder YS640S. This is the most versatile smoker grill I've ever used, and its Wi-Fi makes it a cinch. I feel like a barbecue pit master. Hey, whatever you need from grills and smokers to rubs and sauces, Barbecue Pit Stop has it for you in one of their three locations, Lehigh, Salt Lake, or Layton, or online at barbecuepitstop.com.
Hi, it's Ned Siegfried. Siegfried & Jensen has been around a long time. We've been handling injury cases for over 30 years. During this time, Siegfried & Jensen has had the privilege of helping tens of thousands of Utahns. If you've had the misfortune of being injured in an accident, we'd love to help you as well. To talk to us for free about your situation, call us at 801-222-2222 or visit us at SiegfriedJensen.com.
Hotel Park City, along with the Spa and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, are open. Parents were tired, forced into homeschooling, juggling work at home and kids at home. Well, take a staycation and escape to Hotel Park City. The pool's open, fitness center, Bandana's Grill, Ruth's Chris, the Spa, and the golf course. From suites and the cottages that offer private hot tubs on the balcony and three fireplaces, you got to get away. To Hotel Park City, call 435-940-5077. That's 435-940-5077 for reservations today.
I'm Bob Casper with the Casby Real Estate Group, where we have more than 40 years of combined real estate experience in Utah. We understand that the way people buy and sell is rapidly changing, and life's biggest moves can be a stressful experience. At the Casby Real Estate Group, we provide cutting-edge technology, innovative marketing strategies, and skilled negotiation to help you reach your goals. We care about what you care about, and our most important partnership is with you. That's why I'm with Casby Real Estate Group at iPro Realty Network, where we pride ourselves on life's biggest moves simplified.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at ZionsBank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA member FDIC.
Temperatures are dropping, and you know what that means. Frozen pipes, busted sprinklers, and worse. Turn to the experts at Mountain Land Supply to get you the right products for your yard that will last this time. Mountain Land Supply is an exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. That means the golf pros and superintendents trust Mountain Land Supply and Rainbird for their sprinklers, controllers, pipe, and everything they need to irrigate their golf courses. Shop where the pros shop. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest to you.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back. This has been a fun show, the 84th Masters edition of Real Golf Radio. Thanks to Tony Finau, Jeff Babideaux, America's favorite caddy, for stopping by. And again, saluting Billy Casper, the 50th anniversary of his win at the Masters in 1970. And it's time. College game day, Bob.
How about that? Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. College game day for the first time at Augusta National. And it's going to lead right into college football. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, they are as excited to be at Augusta National as Augusta National is excited to have College Game Day there. But I think it goes hand in hand. ESPN's done a great job on the coverage. The Masters app and the Masters.com resources and the coverage, seeing every player shot for shot, has been phenomenal. Enjoy the weekend. It should be a great finish. So many players are all bunched up there. Thanks to our producer, Dave Glauser. For Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. Thanks to the folks here at Hotel Park City. Enjoy the Masters, everyone, and we'll join you next week for a recap on Real Golf Radio.
Thanks for listening to Brian and Bob on Real Golf Radio. Join us on Twitter at Real Golf or on our website at realgolfradio.com.
It's been real.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.